Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. On a recent trip to Washington, D.C. with my family, I could feel the vibration of each email, each text, and call as I carried my phone in my pocket. While checking out the sites in our nation's capital, I was tempted to see who was communicating with me and what he or she wanted. I know what I wanted, a respite from work. I wanted to focus on my family. But the temptation was there to check out each vibrating reminder that someone needed or thought they needed my attention. In today's multimedia world, we are always plugged in. But here's our problem. We're plugged in to the wrong source. I can only find the rest for my worn-out soul in one place, in God alone. The first part of today's passage literally reads, "Only to God is my soul silent." Only to God did David look with complete calmness. He knew that God was his rock, his source of safety, his salvation, his deliverance. And David said, "God is my fortress, and like a soldier setting inside the impenetrable walls of a great stronghold, rested in the Lord." So how about you? Are you wearied from being plugged into the wrong sources? Are the distracting calls of life turning your attention from the only one who can bring calmness to your frantic heart? Well, I challenge you to an experiment. For one day, unplug. Unplug from Facebook, from Twitter, from Instagram, from emails, from texting, from phone calls, from the radio, the computer, and television. Start that day by reading God's Word, spending time in prayer, and continuing to communicate with God throughout the day. Take a walk on a trail or spend some time at a park enjoying God's great creation. God can calm your heart. You've been too busy to let Him. Father, we can get wound tight in small things. Help us to find rest, even in the midst of our responsibilities, and remind us that real rest is found only in You. In Jesus' name, amen.